الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده استعينه واستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شر أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له وما يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله ما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وأتسموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحد وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء الله سبحانه وتعالى has revealed to us more than 1400 years ago something in Quran called deen. Regarding this subject, he said, أَلْيَوْمُ الْأَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَدِتُ لَكُمْ إِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Most of you memorized this long time ago. Many of you, maybe, before I was even Muslim, were reciting it and know the meaning of it. On this day, Allah says, it's like one of the last verses to come in the Quran. On this day have I perfected for you your way. Why I said way? Most of the time I said religion. But deen is better than religion. Because it's everything. He said perfected your deen for you and completed his na'mah. What is na'mah? Favor. Big favor. Nimity. And chose for us to submit to Allah in this deen, this way of Islam. It is the perfect way of life. Although many people will try to argue about this point, they will say, well, I could say that. Once upon a time, I was helping one of our brothers in Falls Church, Virginia, do his PhD, and we were just about finished. And he was talking in his thesis as having this one subject. And I said, instead of saying this, put this about Islam. Because he's talking about Islam and talking about zakah and some things. Just mention in there because Islam is a complete way of life. The professor working with him objected to that so much. He put red ink all over the place. And he said, I could have said that about my religion. And he's a Christian. He said, I could say that about my religion. You're right, you could. In fact, you could say anything you want to. You could. Doesn't make it true though, does it? Because if you said you have a complete way of life, that you've covered all the bases, basically, then I have a question. Where in your religion does it show you how to go to the bathroom? Because in Islam, we know how to do that. Some religions may tell you about food, and I'm sure they do. Because this is something a human being would think of. Food. But after you eat, then what? And Islam is providing such details that literally, from the cradle to the grave, you can find what are you supposed to do. The creator of all that exists, the heavens and earth, he created you and I and everything. So who is better to tell us how to behave? To tell us what is good for us and what is bad for us. And more important, what he expects from us. Who is better to tell us? A human being? Or the Creator himself? Who? The answer is rhetorical. You already know. Allah. Some people will say, okay, but I can find this in my religion. Okay. Well, you still haven't come up with the bathroom thing yet. Islam is teaching me from the time, not of the birth, of the conception inside of the mother. Show me this from any religion. Excuse me. Hello? Show me. Where? You don't have that. And Allah begins the recitation with that. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرب بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من Allah. That's what you're created from, man. Man, not as in hipcat man, I'm saying man as in mankind. You created from an alaq. What's an alaq? Look in the Mawrid. For the Lughat al-Arabiyya. Look and see what it says in the Arabic dictionary. An alaq is a leech. An alaq is something that clings, hangs, like a refrigerator magnet, you know, hanging. And a clot of blood. These three things, this is alaq. And only recently, past few decades, with microscope, they look and they said, oh look, when the egg from the mother is fertilized by the sperm of the father, then this egg attaches itself to the wall of the uterus and it clings. And it forms a blood clot, and it's shaped like a what? It looks like a what? Because nobody knew 1400 years ago what's a microscope. It looks exactly like that little worm thing that if you go swimming in Amazon River, they suck your blood out of you. Called the what? And it looks just exactly like one of those. Allah. Could somebody make that up and be a lucky guess? And then Allah continues talking about His creation of the human being in the Quran. Do you know that He talks about us in there, that as we're formed, as a fetus, the first thing that develops from us is going to be our hearing before our eyes. Because that's always the order Allah puts it in the Quran. The hearing and the eyes. The ears and the eyes. And you look, and guess what? That's what they know today in embryology. Ears, hearing comes first. From the beginning until the very end, Allah describes us throughout the Quran. He asks us rhetorically, O mankind, what has seduced you away from the way of your Lord? O mankind, how did you turn your back against the truth? And He talks about the lying, sinful forelock of the human being. This right here. Very clear. Nasiyatin. This, liar, aggression. And today psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that it's from this frontal lobe of the brain right here where the acts of aggression and hostility and anger and lies coming out of there. That's why whenever somebody cannot be controlled in society, back in the 1940s, 1950s, the assistant to Einstein was one of those people that they put in an institution and they reach right behind the eyeball, right here, and go back in there and cut the nerve to this, cut the connection to it. It's called a frontal lobotomy. And you become like what? A mindless jellyfish. You're just like, Somebody tell you eat, You don't know anything anymore. Only thing you're fit for is President of the United States, something like that. That's it. Sorry, I didn't mean to make you laugh in the khutbah. But I'm just saying that this shows you in Quran, Allah told you even about the psychology and the makeup of the brain of the human being. How long ago? Before people knew any of this. From the cradle to the grave, and in the grave, even Allah is telling you when Malakul Maut comes what to expect. Yes? Clear? It's in Quran, you know. And then what in the grave? I want to talk about certain things today, but there isn't sufficient time. I hope some of you will remain with us after the salah, because there's so much. that we need to think about today, considering the conditions that we're in around the world, problems that are coming at us, and what is the right answer to give to these people? What's the way to answer my children? How can I talk to the person that I work with? How can I get the message out before it's too late? So inshallah, Ba'da Salat Sunnah, when we finish, then please, inshallah, if you can stay a few minutes. But I personally am not going to stay very long either, so we can stay together and we can discuss this. In the meantime, we make big dua, Allah will accept from us and forgive us and put us in the right way. Ameen. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah, wa ala alihi wa sabi ajma'in, ashadu ala ilaha illallah, wa atta la shirikullah, wa ashadu muhammadin abduhu rasul. فإن استقل حديث كتاب الله وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور المتتابعه وكل متتابع بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ما بعد. I had so many things and I haven't even opened the book. Did you see that? So I haven't gone anywhere really with what I want to do. So I'm going to give you a homework assignment. This is what I want you to do. Homework assignment is this. Everybody in this room, I'm sure you know the surah Wal Asr. I'm sure you know it. If you don't, I'm sure somebody will help you with it. So that's number one. We're going to start with that. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal Asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salahati wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr. Now, the homework isn't that. The homework is go and see the sandwich, which I call this. I make this up. It's my bid'ah, so excuse me. But the sandwich. Because this is the meat. But on each side of it is something very, very important. And this is sandwiched in between. This is the English expression. Sandwiched in between, you find this surah between what? Al-haq mutaqathir. And the other one, waylu li kulli humazatil lumaza. Go home and sit with the Quran and read those three together until it dawns on you that this is a continuation. This is a continuation of something very important to the human being. It all relates to what I told you today, because it's talking about from the cradle to the grave. It's talking about the condition of you and I, and what distracts us away from the following of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen, and then what is the salvation. Look at it and see if it doesn't make sense to you when you get this chance. Do your homework. And then what I want you to do, go to the website and tell me how it come out, what you found from this. Do it. And let us stay together in communication. Doesn't matter where I'm at in the world. Doesn't matter. I go and I'll check that. You can find them when you go outside. You'll find some cards that I have out there. You can take the card or text CD, something. And it said islamalways.com. You go there and see what we got going on. Also, some people are saying some things and writing some things about our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, some people drew his picture, but guess what? They didn't really draw his picture. They don't know what he looks like. They're just drawing cartoons. Yes? Go see what we put for those people. Something very nice. When they want to throw rocks at us, we're throwing flowers back at them. And they're becoming Muslim from this. In some universities I went to, they come and they want to attack them, and then they turn around, they went the other way. They either leave the room and they said, or Shahada. Alhamdulillah. We call it Muhammad A to Z. Muhammad A to Z. It's going to come out in, I think, inshallah, the next edition of Al-Juma magazine. But we also are putting a video on Google. They have video.google.com. We put it, actually it went up yesterday, so it's already there. But we're showing them something nice and ignoring them totally in their evil. You know why? Because the real picture of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be alive in each one of us. Is it? Are we followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not? Khairul Hadi, Hadi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I just said that. The best following is to follow who? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we're following him, we should be the picture of him. Some of you youth, you youngsters out, you shabab, you know all the players in the basketball, the football, the soccer, the cricket, you know all of these guys. You know how much money they make. You know where they're at when they've been traded to another team. You know everything about it. What do you know about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you dress like them? Do you put on their jerseys with their numbers? Or do you try to think to dress like Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What do you do? Are you proud that you're a Muslim? Or are you proud that you're on this team or that team? Because this is the picture of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you love him, then you follow him. And when people used to attack him, and people used to even throw rocks at him and at Taif, you know the story. They threw rocks on him until he's bleeding. Allah gave him an opportunity to put rocks on them big time. The angel came to him and said, just say the word. Allah will bring the rocks down from the mountain and crush them. And sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what? No. He made dua for them. What did he do? He made dua for them and asked Allah to guide them to the haqq of la ilaha illallah. He asked from these people will be some who worship Allah alone without any partners. Yes? Are we doing that? If you are, alhamdulillah. If not, then this isn't part of your concern. Go back to your TV. Go back to your games. Go to your video. Go to your iPod. But if you want to be on this deen of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you need to be committed to it. And again, I invite you to stay a few minutes after the program today, after the khutbah, and let us discuss some very positive ways how we can be a better picture of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I make dua and I ask Allah, forgive me for my very poor way of delivering the khutbah Jumu'ah. I ask Him to forgive me for any mistake. If there was any good in this today or anything I do today, it's from Allah. But for sure the mistakes are from you know who. And I ask Allah, forgive me, guide me to better. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasan wa fil akhirati hasan wa qina adhaban nar. Amin. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. Amin. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina wa akhtana. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحمل ما لا تحمل لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة إنك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد آمين إقام الصلاة